News update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggests putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names
were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board.
Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When heading off from Dorval, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the Best Western Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at another lot, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool to gain an extra hour of sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Go to the S in Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickard, Ella Sobel in studio, and Bob Cassini, our new operator, right here in studio with us. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Sure will.
Yeah, we got a real special show for you today because Ella has gone, as Ella usually does. She went to a place which is typically or stereotypically colder. I mean, I like to go to hot places, but Ella's the one who goes to
the actually turned
places.
Out to be warmer in Alaska when she was there.
It was much warmer there, and it was absolutely beautiful.
It goes to show you, though, that you can't always prejudge a place because you're telling us now about your trip to Alaska, Ella.
I'm so excited to do this segment because Alaska happens to be somewhere that will always be fond in my heart. I hope to go back there someday soon. And right now we have a special guest with us. Her name is Deb Hickok, and she's the president and CEO of the Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, all.
Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, I must say my trip to Fairbanks was absolutely wonderful. I had a great time. There's so much to see and do there. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit more about it?
Well, Fairbanks is in interior Alaska, and I guess I'd like to bust some myths right away. A lot of people don't have a frame of reference for the vastness of the interior, and a lot of the messages that go out about Alaska are about glaciers and wildlife and mountains, and some of that is part of Fairbanks, but I think what really impresses people about Fairbanks is the wide open spaces and the vistas, and it's kind of similar to Big Sky Country times two.
It's huge. I mean, just the drive up from Anchorage to Fairbanks was about 6 hours, and I enjoyed the drive. Going around Fairbanks itself and seeing the different things that you can see and do there. One of the things I really enjoyed was going to Esther for that wonderful evening where you have a nice meal, you go see the auroras, the Crown of Light show, the Malamute Saloon, where you're actually in a saloon, and enjoying a play that takes you back to the Klondike days.
Yeah, Esther's what we describe kind of locally as a funky town, and I really think it represents
funky
the spirit.
Town.
Yeah, funky.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of independent souls, and they do things like on the 4th of July parade, you know, there might be an antique car and people have glasses of champagne in their hand. Not that they're drinking, but, you know, it's just a little on the liberal side, and people just are their own selves. And I really think it's representative of the interior lifestyle. You know, we attract a lot of rugged individualism. But on the same token, I think because of the vastness and that we're surrounded by nature and we're humbled by it, we really realize our interdependency. So it's a little yin-yang in terms of the people and the lifestyle, and Esther really symbolizes that.
And the people are all extremely friendly. That's one thing I have to say. Everyone that I came across met, whether I was staying somewhere, the locals, the tourists, everyone was friendly with a smile on their face, and it was just a great experience to meet everybody there.
Yeah, that's just amazing, Ella, that you picked up on that. A lot of people say that. I think that's that kind of proves out some of the myths, because when people come to Alaska, they really think it's the nature experience, and of course that's really a significant part of it. But once they get here, what they're really intrigued by and really come to long for is that personal touch, because once you get here, you're like, what is the lifestyle here? How do people live here? Because you really realize that we're in the middle of this vast wilderness and we're this society kind of in and of itself. And that's what really draws people and brings them back over and over again.
I'll definitely come back.
A distinct society, but no. you mentioned, of course, even like Big Sky Country times two, and we have covered Montana on this show. We do love open-air places here on the Travel World Radio Show. Part of the other myths to dispel, and I was alluding to that earlier, was the idea of it being a really cold place, because one thing is, that very weekend that Ella was up in Alaska, Steve and I were down at Cape Cod, and while we were enjoying maybe 75-degree temperatures in Cape Cod, and that was really nice, it was really hot up where Ella was.
We were up like 83, 85. I was in Chena Hot Springs soaking in the thermal pools at about 11:30 at night to come out and lie on a chaise to dry off. I didn't even need a towel. That's how warm it was. I was walking around in my bathing suit at midnight in the land of the midnight sun.
Yeah, you guys are great, because that is one of the the other big barriers that we have to travel. One of the number one reasons that people say they won't come to Alaska is because they don't want to be cold, and it's just simply not true. We have some of the warmest summers around. And the other thing is it's a very dry climate, and the heat is very, very different than you might experience in the East Coast or wherever, because we don't have that humidity.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned the dry climate, because you'd think Alaska being right, well, of course, top of the Pacific Rim,
yes,
there, that it would be a sort of a humid climate, unless this is more of an inland place.
The interior is very, very different. You do have that coastal humidity around southeast and southwest Alaska, all around the coast and where most of the cruises are, but the interior is almost a desert climate.
It's well worth mentioning, of course, the underscoring of the midnight sun, because you're close to the Arctic Circle. And I think I know the other reason why Ella went there, because she's a bit of a rock and roll fan, almost as much as me. And so she had to go to the land of the ice and snow, where the midnight sun and the hot springs blow.
And they did. And the hot springs are fantastic. I mean, Chena is a must visit for everyone.
She's telling us about that hot spring and that spa experience.
Well, the pictures look wonderful. We can jump in right now.
Of course they do.
We love spas.
Yes, we do. But, I mean, Fairbanks is definitely a place to visit. There's things to do. I mean, there's a wonderful museum, the University of Alaska Museum there, that gives you such a wonderful overview of so many different things. I mean, it'll tell you about all different aspects of life in Alaska, different items. It's on the museum.
Sort of a living, or not really a living history museum, but it's sort of a museum of the history of the people of Fairbanks.
Well, you've also got items about the Aleutians and a variety
of
different places.
Yeah, it's a statewide museum. There's exhibits on every region in the state, and it's now undergoing a $34 million expansion, which will be open in the summer, next summer. And it's very striking architecture. It sits, our campus sits on a hillside, and it's going to be quite the thing. We're very proud of it, and it is truly an Alaskan museum, because it talks about all the regions of Alaska. The university system is home. The headquarters is in Fairbanks, so it's a university system statewide.
Now, Ellen, did you fly into Fairbanks directly or to Anchorage?
Anchorage, and I chose to drove to Fairbanks because I wanted to experience some of the country as well.
So you rented a car, and how far did you have to drive? How long?
6 hours. It's a six-hour drive.
Well, that would be Ella, definitely. That's why they're handing out Ella awards.
That's right.
But
yeah. And she in between is Denali National Park.
That's right.
So, Denali's only about 2 hours from a drive from Fairbanks. So, Ella, did you stop there on your way?
Just very briefly.
Okay. Yeah.
The scenery there is magnificent, from all of the reports from anyone who has ever been on that drive from Anchorage to Fairbanks. They say breathtaking at every turn in the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And I guess the other part is a lot of people, you know, Denali is the must-see, but we have this incredible national forest, the Gates of the Arctic, which is a short puddle jumper plane ride from here, is one of our most astounding national parks in the United States. And that's the other part about Fairbanks. It's a jumping off point for the Gates of the Arctic and other Arctic destinations and the interior as a whole.
That's right. Fairbanks is the gateway to the north. I'd like to thank you, Deb Hickok, for joining us on the air today. Deb Hickok, President and CEO of the Fairbanks Convention and Visitor Bureau. You can reach them by calling 1-800-327-5774 to get a Fairbanks visitor guide. And if you want to get a Fairbanks winter guide, 907-456-5774. If you want to access the events hotline, 907-456-INFO. Website www.explorefairbanks.com.
That's fantastic. So what was the website again? Explorefairbanks.com?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I had a lot of fun. Well, Deb Hickok, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show today. We're going to take a break right now, the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Back and Stephen Picker at Ellis Oberlin Studio. We got our new op, Bob Cassini, on the controls, and that actually is one of my favorite lead-back tunes. It's a tune
that's
called
favorite.
Summer
all
Cheer.
Of them? Yeah, I really like that one.
It's really upbeat and it's fun. It all kind of underscores the show. And Ella, we were just talking earlier to Deb Hickok from the from the Chamber of Commerce up in Fairbanks, where you went up in Alaska. Now you have another great guest. Now you've been raving and raving about this guest.
A very unique place to stay,
and like a very unique and wonderful woman that I happen to have met on my trip. Welcome, Susan Wilson.
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, I've got to say, your property was definitely one of the most interesting places I've ever stayed on any of my trips. Meeting you was certainly the icing on the cake, as far as I'm concerned, because you make all the guests feel so welcome and at home, and you provide such a friendly environment that everyone becomes friends with everyone.
Thanks.
It's wonderful. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your property? I mean, I know basically it's a big terrain, but there's a whole story of how this all came about.
Oh, you know, years ago, my grandma passed away, and I knew she'd always come back from the other side and tell me what was happening. Well, She never did. But 8 years later, I had a dream one night, and we were walking around down on our property, and she showed me this big train.
And
she says, "Find the caboose, and you'll get this train." Well, I found the caboose the very next morning, and my dream became my husband's nightmare. He had to move two of the trains from Mount McKinley, 120 miles on the road. They were 80-footers, weighed 80 tons. Then he brought me a locomotive, a diner, a hospital car, a water tanker, and then we started remodeling them and making them into rooms.
Now, how do you just go out and find rail cars and say, "Here, I want this, I want that"?
They just came to me. I lucked out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a fact. And, I mean, I know just when I was driving up there, I'm going, where is this place? I'm driving and driving. I'm in the middle of the country. I'm going, hey, this is great. I'm out in the bush again. This is great. Now, where am I staying? And it's like you drive and drive and finally see, oh, wow, that's really cool. It's on this off Chena Ridge Road, which is kind of at the beginning of Fairbanks when you're driving up from Anchorage. And it's such a country atmosphere. The trains, all the rooms are so different. I mean, they're all decorated. They've all got their own names. Can you tell us a little bit about the different rooms, Susan?
Well, we have one 1956 Pullman car.
Oh, wow.
Pullman made 11 in that series. And we tried to keep that one as original as possible, and that's set up for families. Then we have another 80-footer, and it has four rooms in it. We have Billy's Gold Mine. That's named in honor of my grandma. You know, she mined and married seven men while she lived here in Alaska, and each time she got a little richer.
She mined seven men?
And married them.
Okay.
So this is a real pretty room. It's got hand-painted ceilings and a Venetian hand-blown chandelier.
That sounds awesome, because we know how high the standards are on Pullman cars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to ask you about this train. Is it a moving train, or do you have it set up as a stationary hotel?
Oh, it's a stationary hotel, but
okay.
It takes you on a trip just about everywhere.
And that's a fact.
Do you recreate the entire train riding experience on board? Like at 3 in the morning, somebody walks through yelling loudly into a walkie-talkie about... As
well,
if he's the conductor. No,
but there is a whistle that calls
at 8 for breakfast.
Exactly.
Oh, breakfast. Yeah, but those breakfasts really hit the spot.
And the breakfast is wonderful. Not only do you get this great home-cooked meal and wonderful coffee, but we've got semi-live entertainment.
Oh yeah, that happens from time to time.
And
oh.
It's semi-live because you're really not quite awake at that time.
Well, tell us
a little bit about that, Susan, because I know I was enthralled and I didn't even leave to where I was supposed to be going because I was just having way too much fun.
Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes on semi-live, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes Leblechukluk, Beauty of the North, shows up. She's a Yupik from the Kusquim area. And then sometimes May North will show up. You know, that's... May West's younger sister.
Uh-huh. May North.
Sometimes the floozies will show up, and we usually have a moose running around out here.
Oh, Willem would be the first in line to see the floozies.
I usually am.
Well, you're in the woods, then it could be Bacchus and the wood nymphs.
Exactly. You see? I'm everywhere.
And I thought getting to Alaska would take me far away enough.
From all the crazies?
Yeah.
Not working, is it?
No.
Now you bring the evil back.
Ooh.
That's 2 weeks from now.
But no, these trains are wonderful. I mean, I also like the can-can room. One thing that really did impress me, believe it or not, are those hangers that you have that you decorated for the can-can room.
Those are just gartered legs?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I had to do that to match the nightstands.
I know.
You know, the ones that were made out of the mannequin legs with the fishnet stockings
exactly.
And the little Fluffy Shoes.
That's right. I remember that room.
Sounds
very
like my
well.
Kind of place.
Ever find any of them missing? People put them in their luggage to go home.
But Ella, do you remember the bordello with my mother's picture in it?
Of course I do. How could I forget that? Yeah. Now you've got every. All the guys are interested now, Susan.
Yours
so
are picked up.
Something
well,
sweet.
And then we've got the Immaculate Conception now, right next to the bordello.
Okay, you just lost them on that one.
Well, actually, it's kind of the contrast we're used to.
The good boy stays in the bordello. The bad boy stays in Immaculate Conception.
That means nobody's in the other room.
Or you're there together.
Or the honeymooners can go stay in the Golden Nelly caboose.
That's it. That's a nice
burgundy
room.
Brocade curtains and the golden ceiling and the ladders that climb up into the cupola. And when you're up in that cupola, see, we're up here on 15 acres on the hillside, and you have a really pretty view of the Tanana River and the mountains and the city.
It's what I like especially is each train car is decorated differently, and each room has its own theme. And that's pretty neat because you can go up again and again and have a totally different feel of the whole train.
One is a dungeon theme, and one is a...
Oh, no. Now
one
we're
is
not
a medical
that
room.
Oh, no.
No, I'm talking about my house.
We do have a private train, though, that has a Thomas Choo Choo theme for people traveling with little kids.
Yeah. Thomas the Train.
Thomas Tank Engine, yes.
That's it. But what I also
a
like
little engine that could.
That's right.
Only that would be Stephen's story of Stephen's life, yes.
No. We're not starting to talk about those engines, okay? Anyway, the thing, like, what I also liked is the fact with the semi-life entertainment, you got half the guys in there up and dancing.
Oh, well, you know, when people are having fun, they like to dance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what they have to do when they come here.
That's right.
They're just having such a great time.
If you're going to stay at the Aurora Express.
And what I found interesting is, I mean, I went on the riverboat cruise the next day, and I figured, you know, here I am in Fairbanks. I don't know anyone here, and everyone's going, hi, Ella. It's like, who, what? And these are the people that I met when I was down talking to you that evening and over the breakfast. And everyone's so friendly and happy and really keen, and you start running into them into town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's what the nice thing is about these little B&Bs is, you make instant friends.
Exactly.
Okay, now let me get this straight, though, because we are running out of time, and I want to, so I understand. So this entire train hotel, it's a bed and breakfast.
Yes. It has seven train cars, locomotive, caboose, diner car, water tanker, hospital car, and two Pullmans.
Awesome. And it's a stationary B&B.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And
now,
I believe
how do you book this place? How do we see more about this place? Because, I mean, I'm just listening to Ella talk about it, and you can tell that she really hated the experience.
you get up here, and we'll show you how much you hate it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You will enjoy it, Willa.
Me and my buddies Bongo and Toki will come up. Yeah.
We're going to stick you in the Immaculate Conception Room, though. Be careful.
Well, I could give you my phone number or
please.
My website.
How about all three?
Okay. My phone number... If you're in the States, it's 1-800-221-0073. Unfortunately, it won't reach Canada. So if you're in Canada, you got to call 907-474-0949.
And the website?
It's www.aurora.com. Dash, you know, like a minus sign, express.com. And if you forget all the above, just call the visitor center and say, what's the phone number for the train people? And they'll know who you're talking about.
The visitor center at Fairbanks.
The convention of visitors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, no,
the Golden Heart City, you know?
You know that Stephen would probably go somewhere to Tuscaloosa and then ask them for the train people, too. So.
Tuscaloosa, where's that?
Alabama.
Ron Gregson.
Exactly. But no, seriously, national radio, so you never know who's listening, right?
You never That's know. It. Somebody will go into the local railroad museum, like in Altoona, and ask for it, you know?
Well, that'd be fine, because the people from Altoona are known to enjoy Vermont ghost tours, so... Anyway, having said...
Well, I've got to say, this was one of the greatest places I stayed at.
We got
to
wrap up.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Susan Wilson, for joining us on Travel World Radio Show.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Travel World Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
Across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio. Ellis Sobel, we just finished talking with about Ellis' Alaska segment, having a good time on that train. And, we have a special guest now on the line with us, book author, Dr. Dennis W. Nieder. Dr. Dennis Nieder, author of the book Being a Man in a Woman's World. So, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing just fine. Yeah. Now, I was pretty intrigued by the title of this book and all the different points that you're going to be covering, and I've often found it myself that these days everything is kind of catered to the other side. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Why is this a woman's world?
Well, you know, I wouldn't even say it's kind of. I mean, it's dramatically catered to women these days. Women today have all the options, and that's true whether you're talking about business or relationships or anything else.
I hear that all the time, and you know what? I love hearing about options.
Man, I'll tell you. How true. You know, I mean, let's take a second and talk about the business world, and we get into the relationship side in just a second. But, you know, if you think about it today, I mean, look at media for an example. I mean, talk radio is probably a good example of the opposite of it. But if you look at things like TV, movies, books, they're all geared towards women.
Yeah. Travel World is kind of in a way because we enjoy taking women on trips with us. So,
well, I mean, that's also a benefit for us guys, right?
You betcha.
Talk radio is,
and that's a fact.
Well, especially when you learn what Stephen wants to do in 2 weeks, yeah. He managed to convince two women to come on the air with us who are going on a ghost story, and that they, to experience the ghost fully, are going to be handcuffed and shackled to him during the night.
Oh, he's the man. He's the man.
Yes. You better hope they're not listening in right now.
Well, they still believe they're going to see a ghost. And if I can help it, they'll see a ghost. That's not Willem. He's possessed.
Is that it's because you're not tanned?
Okay, we're getting off track. So tell us a bit more.
Well, you know, so in getting into relationships, I mean, certainly women are relationship experts. You know, they spend their entire lives studying the art and science of relationships. And us men, you know, get very little information on that. So we tend to not be at the same level or not have the same skills they do.
Right.
We often get in trouble because of that.
Well, oftentimes, you know, when you say, how's it going, and or what's the matter, and she goes, nothing, you know that means I am really, really ticked off at you, and you got to guess why.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, that comes down to a thing I've got in the book called The Test.
Oh, tell us about The Test.
Oh, The Test, you know. When I've been studying this subject now for 20 years, and I've found that their women have all kinds of little techniques and tools, whatever, in their relationship toolkits. And The Test is one of those things. Now, anybody who's been in a relationship.
This I've got to hear about.
I'm sorry?
This I've got to hear about.
Oh, you're going to love this.
It's not multiple choice.
Anybody who's been in a relationship for more than a month or two has had The Test because it's something all women give.
Yes.
It's always done early in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
What it really is, it's not a problem to solve. That's where guys usually fail on the test. It's ultimately to determine who will be in charge of that relationship. Now, let me give you an example of this, and all guys listening will know this one.
Should I be taking notes?
Yeah, you better be. You're going to get this test.
Okay.
Depending on the kind of tool she pulls out, you'll realize who's in charge. But anyway, carry on.
That's right. So your wife or your girlfriend comes out and says, honey, does this dress make me look fat?
That's a no-win question, man.
Absolutely. There's one answer to that. That's, no, honey, it's your ass that makes you look fat.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was the creative answer to the Kobayashi Maru, right?
But that would actually be factual. It's not the dress's fault, right?
Well, you know, the real answer to that question is simply this. Honey, look, I like you the way you are. Isn't there a mirror in here? I mean, you know better whether you look fat in that dress or not. Don't set me up to fail.
Creative.
Let me give you another example. You're getting ready to walk into a movie, and your girlfriend or wife says, honey, where's our relationship going?
Into the movie.
Man, exactly. And we'll see from there. You know, obviously you're not prepared to answer the question at that point, and that's exactly why she gives it then.
Oh, yeah.
So what a lot of guys do is they either him and haw, and they often will overcommit, which is one of women's goals in doing this.
Yeah.
Or the second thing they do, and this is the number one complaint women have about men, is they lie. So my response is don't set your guy up to lie. You know what I mean? That's an important relationship question, something you guys should actually spend some time thinking about. So guys that need to understand how to handle the test.
We never lie, of course.
No, not us.
I mean, I can just imagine it. It's, you know, we're having a good time sitting in our favorite armchair watching the hockey game and, you know, she walks in out of the clear blue sky, starts asking you relationship questions.
Right in front of the screen, right?
Well, the correct answer to the question is that you can't believe that the Habs just passed the puck.
Exactly. She'll say, do you think Sally's prettier than I am?
Oh, yeah. You know,
that's another
one. Bring her over. You
know? Two's better than one.
I need to see her naked next to you, honey. Turn around.
That's right. Let me get out the video camera so we can really document this whole event, okay?
And then I can take the time and really think about this properly and give you a really good answer.
I don't know. I need a little bit of hands-on here.
Now kiss.
Well, we know exactly how to check into the doghouse. Now, carry on.
it'll be the cat house by that time, will it?
Very good.
I'd like to know a bit about the successful business techniques that you can apply to a relationship.
Well, you know, business is actually my background, and I spent many, many years consulting with literally thousands of businesses. And one thing that I discovered was actually two things. Number one, every business or every venture you're getting to get into has the same kinds of patterns that you can follow that work successfully from business to business. Uh-huh. And number two, every business person thinks that they are unique and special for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, relationships work the same way. The interesting thing about business is that if you learn basic business techniques, you can apply them directly to your relationship, and in fact, to your entire hunt, and they will work the exact same way. So in the book, for example, we talk about sales techniques, and we compare the whole process of meeting somebody that you want to the sales process. You know, and you develop a marketing plan. And
good
you,
marketing, yes.
Absolutely. And then you decide how you're going to go ahead and promote your product, you effectively. You get out and you meet people. You know, you do your prospecting. You find clients. And one of the things I say in the book, and this is very important, is don't try to convince people to buy your product. Simply find people who want to buy your product.
Now you're talking. Easier. Yes, absolutely.
So then we carry it all the way through. I mean, the follow-up and, you know, the product adjustment and all those things. And the book talks very heavily about that in business concepts.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the product adjustment.
Well, for an example, I mean, a lot of people have been through the same kind of relationship over and over again, and they fail for the same reason.
Uh-huh.
It's only because they're doing the proper analysis and adjustment of their own product. They're either looking for the wrong person, or they are trying to be the wrong person for their partners.
Hmm.
So making that decision up front saves you lots of time. See, the problem with most relationships, people spend more time planning their vacation than they do their relationship lives. So what I tell people is, look, sit down and make some decisions up front. Decide what it is you want. Because if you don't know what you want, then the very first person that walks by is the right one.
Oh, I know exactly what I want.
And you can't say it on the air, Willem.
Yeah, I know. But I dream about it daily.
Oh, we can imagine.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about how to meet the women you've only dreamed about and getting their phone numbers.
You bet.
So tell me about that.
You know, it's so tragic, you know, that most men decide on a Friday or Saturday night they're going to get themselves all fixed up and go out and hunt.
Uh-huh.
And that is the wrong way to go about it.
Right.
The number one question I get from men is, where do you meet great women? Well, the fact is, great women are all over the place. I mean, literally, all over the place.
Well, so, they're out there. They're after me.
Dang, Namadio, what happens when you begin looking for this, when you begin looking for this plan and working this goal, you will find women popping out you never even noticed before.
Mm.
The problem is you've got to have that game in your back pocket. You can't, you know, decide, I'm going to go out now and hunt. You need to be on the hunt all the time.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And you'll be amazed at the tremendously fantastic women you can meet. You know, even the most beautiful women of the world complain that they never get approached.
That is very interesting. I have heard that before. They're talking about how lonely they are, and I can't imagine how a woman that pretty never gets approached. So,
well, you know, most of what happens, I mean, they do get approached, but they get approached by guys who are not really prepared to do the approach.
Or creeps like me.
Well.
They see you coming, and boy,
and
the door is locked.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so what I try to counsel men on is you need to learn the skills. I mean, really learn the approach and the icebreaker and all the various things. We talk about all these various skills and how to apply them. But have them with you at all times. That way when you go out and meet somebody at the supermarket, you're ready to go over and break the ice and say hello. And it's not hard to do. A lot of people are, you know, both men and women for that matter, are afraid of getting shot down.
Well, yeah, but that's common on both sides. And one of the important techniques, of course, is to make someone feel comfortable and show yourself as being available without creeping somebody out.
Absolutely.
We call that
establishing rapport.
Yeah, we've got a commercial break coming up, and we're going to pick you up. The book is called Being a Man in a Woman's World, and you have actually two volumes available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available, you can probably get it online, probably available from your local reseller. Stay tuned. Following the break, this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Pork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Back and Stephen Pickford. Alice Sobel in studio. Bob Cassini, our new op on the controls. And we have a guest online, Dennis W. Nader. Now, am I pronouncing that right, Nader or Nader? How do you pronounce your name?
Yeah, Nader is correct. Uh-huh.
Nader is correct. And he's the author of a book, Being a Man in a Woman's World. There's two volumes, number one and two. And one of the things we were discussing prior to the break, of course, is some of the tools that women have to use against men. And we know for sure that depending on the kind of tools she pulls out of the bag, what kind of woman you're in for. And Stephen had a note about that from the Transport Canada website.
Yes, Transport Canada, talking about what you can and cannot bring on board an aircraft these days with the increased airport security. I had to check something for Ella's mother, actually. She wanted to know whether she can bring knitting needles, and they didn't really know what to say about them, so I'd say don't bring them. But they do say under the yes column that yes, you can bring whips aboard an aircraft, but no to the handcuffs. This is official government policy of the Government of Canada.
So depending on the kind of tools, you'll know what kind of woman you're up against.
And what did they say about the knitting needles?
They said they're at the discretion of airport personnel, which I would say leave them at home.
Yeah, leave them at home. Unless
or poke the airport personnel
well, unless
with
you
one
want
in
to
the
reenact
eye.
That scene from Airplane 2, the sequel, aww. You know? Grandma! But anyway, further, you were talking about how to meet the women you've only dreamed about. We were talking about establishing rapport.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say that hearing the Canadian regulations regarding whips and handcuffs, I for one feel safer. I don't know about you guys. But, oh yeah. So that. So back to rapport.
Yes.
establishing an instant rapport. You know, here are my handcuffs.
Yeah. Honey, will you stay with me forever?
You have medical me to my deathbed. You Piccadilly.
Oh, yes, great pickup lines. Like, I'm an anchor man. Can I drop my anchor in your port? Yes.
So remember, guys, pack those handcuffs in your suitcase and let them go with the luggage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Some fun.
Establishing rapport.
Okay, so when you first meet somebody,
yes,
the trick first is to break the ice. I mean, if you just walk up to somebody and say, hey, what's your sign? You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's not going to work. Hey, those are shiny pants. I can see myself in them. You know, come on. I mean, but the idea is that we want to put somebody at ease, and we do that with communication skills. Now, in both books, we actually talk about four different communication models that the psychologists actually use to determine a state that a person's in or how they think, how they speak, how they react, because. You know, one of the things that differentiates us from the animals, other than the fact that we use cutlery, you know, at least some of us use cutlery, is the fact that we have an image in our mind. We describe it verbally. It's like, you know, you can imagine a dog sitting there thinking. He's not thinking about words. He's thinking about pictures. Mm-hmm. We use words to describe our thoughts.
Right.
Those words are very critical in terms of how they represent ideas to us and how we use them to represent concepts.
Right.
So in the book, we talk about how to determine states that people are in and what series of words will work with those states. And it sounds complicated, but it really is not. It's very, very simple. And so if people can learn to use those, they can learn to put people into a state of comfort almost immediately.
So give us an example of that. One of the things that I personally have heard is you try to look at the commonality. If you're in the supermarket, you use the supermarket as the commonality, and you ask them some kind of an innocuous question just to generate conversation because you want them to know that you're there.
Like nice melons.
Exactly.
Look at that piece of meat. It's so nice and tender.
Yes. Yeah, how do I overcook this vegetable? Yes.
Where do they keep the Vienna sausages?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
that's one way to go about it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, when you first approach somebody, you want to always use a thing I call context. There has to be a reason to approach.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can simply say hi in an elevator. That's easy.
Yeah.
You know, or hands against the wall. No, I'm just kidding.
Then she pulls out the whip.
Actually, that's fun. Try that one day in the grounded elevator. All right, everyone, hands against the wall.
Somebody will do it. Or you just run and yell, spread them, you know? Yeah.
Stand back. I have handcuffs.
Oh, but, no, they're in my luggage.
The sheriff said, I'm coming to get you. Oh, good, yeah, I'll let you, the lavender cowboy replied.
They're coming to take me away.
Okay, yeah. We're trying to get through rapport here.
I'm doing fun. Okay, so let's start with context. We'll go to rapport.
Yes.
So number one, have context. That's for your reason to approach. Like you said, in the market.
Yes.
Usually the best way to do it is to simply ask a question. Like, for an example, can you tell me, how do you tell whether these melons are ripe or not?
You sure you want to talk about melons and not creep somebody out? I mean, unless you happen to be Al Pacino and that's Ellen Barkin and you're in a corner store across the street, it may not necessarily wash.
Well, it's okay, though. Again, think context.
Yes.
You certainly can use anything in context. Hey, which brand of diaper do you provide? Well, I wouldn't get to that. But,
Oh, yeah, Bristol Myers Squibb and the adult diapers. Yeah.
And then you say, well, it all depends.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, so think context. You can do this any place. In a flower shop.
Which anybody do you recommend?
Yeah, what do you like about this coffee or whatever? I mean, context. So then once you've broken the ice and you have some conversation, you can now begin the rapport aspect. One of the reasons you break the ice, yes, by the way, is to determine what language state a person is. Let me give you some examples. One of the language techniques we use is called NLP. It stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what it is. But
it's pretty simple.
It breaks up people's communication systems into one of three types: visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, meaning feeling and smell and whatever.
Exactly.
Let me give you an example of each one.
So you walk past the woman, you pass Wynn, and you say, excuse me, was that you?
Well, that's why you have such a high success rate, Willem.
Yeah, you say, I think we're breaking new Wynn here.
Especially after he eats chili.
With cheese.
After she eats chili?
No, he.
Okay, I was interrupting you. Carry on.
That's all right. So the three language types: visual, auditory, kinesthetic. A person who's in visual will use visual kinds of language. Let me give you an example. I see what you mean. That looks okay to me. These are visual kinds of representations of the world. Another one they use, the auditory. Mm-hmm. Auditory examples would be, I hear what you're saying. That clicks for me.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Right.
The last one is kinesthetic. That doesn't feel right. Then they use, of course, like words like soft and other things, too, that represent the type of communication system they're in.
Exactly. So, yeah, these are ways you can tell whether a person is of one of these particular images, whether they're a person who sees pictures or they want to hear things, or if they tend to get a feeling about something. Then what you want to do is you want to gear how you approach them based on the way they relate to the world.
Exactly.
That, you know, because if you hear someone who says, well, yeah, do you get the picture? Does it... You know, do you see that? And she'll be talking about, doesn't quite feel right. You know that you're not communicating in a way that they'll understand.
Exactly. You want to go ahead and adjust your language pattern to fit.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit about that in Anthony Robbins' book, Unlimited Power. He gets into quite a bit of detail. And he talks about it with the NLP. The music's there. We've got about a minute and a half left to get on this, so maybe we can race through the 20 most common problems. Maybe we can get one or two.
I can read them up very fast, you know.
Yeah. This sounds like an awfully fun read, but
it does.
Get into one or two. I mean, let's take a minute here.
You bet. Well, number one, the very first problem in this book is this woman's crazy. You know, to us guys, sometimes we think all women are crazy, and frankly, everybody's crazy sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, the question is, are they crazy all the time?
Right.
I talk in the book about the fact that, first of all, you don't have to put up with crazy behavior. A lot of guys think they do. You know, they think it's an excuse at that time of the month or whatever. But
ooh, I hate when men say that.
Oh, I hate when women say that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just that time of the month, you know.
Exactly.
But the fact is, you don't have to put up with crazy behavior.
Yeah.
You know, another problem that people run into is when the rules change. All of a sudden, you get involved with somebody.
Yeah.
You're having a regular sex life, and all of a sudden, the rules change and the sex goes away.
Yeah, that's normal, actually. I mean, that's why you keep them short and sweet and you kick them out the door.
That's right. Next.
Yeah.
Take a number.
That reminds me of the time that I got stopped for speeding one time. And here I am, you know, and out comes a female cop, you know, speaking of quotas. And then she walks up. You know how at the end of the month, the cop, they got to issue these tickets, right? And it's almost
because
like
it's that time of the month.
Exactly. That's what I said to her. I didn't get out of my ticket. We have 20 seconds. We got to wrap this up.
The book is Being a Man in a Woman's World, Volumes 1 and 2, Dr. Dennis W. Nieder, Remington Publications, www.beingaman.com.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Great info. Thanks for joining us.
My thrill, guys.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned. Join us next week. Happy traveling, everybody.